do, they'll find out.
Not if we stick to the story.
I don't know, Jack. It could be a risk.
It's the only way we have to do this.
They're still at it, huh?
Look, we're running out of time. We've got to make a decision now. So are we all okay with this?
This is a decision that will affect the rest of our lives. I'm not taking it lightly.
Kate?
Yeah?
Son? Frank?
What?
Sorry you got dragged into this, but we need to know that you're with us.
Whatever you guys decide, I'll just roll with.
Hurley, what about you?
I don't think we should lie, dude.
We need to protect the people that we left behind, Hurley.
How's lying protect them?
It protects them from Charles Widmore. The guy hired a boatload of people to kill all of us. He faked a plane crash. I mean, you think telling him the truth, he's gonna leave them alone?
Look, he's your dad, right? Can't you just, like, call him off?
There's no calling my father off.
But he'll never find him.
I mean, the island disappeared. We all saw it. It's gone.
You think anyone's gonna believe that? Believe any of it? They're gonna think you're crazy.
Now someone backs me up. Saeed, come on. They'll think I'm nuts if I tell the truth, but what if we all do? And if we can stick together, we can make them believe us. I don't want to spend the rest of my life lying, do you?
No. But I don't believe we have a better choice. Sorry, Hurley, but we have to lie.
You know what, dude? I'm gonna remember this. And someday you're gonna need my help, and I'm telling you right now. You're not getting it.
What the hell were you thinking?
May we see you?
You were driving like a maniac. Now why'd you pull over?
I thought...
You didn't think. What if I were real? What if a real cop stopped you? They already have pictures of you covered in blood with a gun in your hand.
Actually, it's ketchup. We went to a drive-thru and...
Bro, you need to pull it together. You've got a lot of work to do.
I do?
Let's start with the basics. First off, you need new clothes. Then you need to go to a safe place and take Saeed to somebody you trust. You getting all this?
Yeah.
Then get to it. And stay away from the cops. Do not get arrested.
Thanks, Santa Lucia.
Oh, yeah. Libby says hi.
Well, you heard her?
Hey,
You really think that thing's going to work?
Well, I told you 100 times, of course it's going to work. Yes, it worked hard on it. It's better than rubbing two sticks together.
Kurt, that's what you're supposed to do
as well. Yeah, well, I think this is going to work better, all right?
I think you got too much wood here in the inside. That's going to smother the leaves.
Rose, if you don't have enough wood, the leaves just burn out.
Fire? Who cares about fire? Any minute the sky could light up, and who the hell knows what could happen this time?
Neil, we are trying to focus on what we can control. You are either going to help or be quiet.
Whose shirt is this?
It's mine.
Can I have it?
What does it matter? We're all going to be dead by sundown.
Take that as a yes, Brogert.
It's Neil.
Yeah, yeah.
Still in one piece?
As far as I can tell.
Figured it would have disappeared with the rest of our stuff.
I guess whatever we had with us when we moved is along for the ride.
What?
Look who's back.
Welcome back, Dr. Wizard.
I think it's Mr. Wizard.
Shut up. You've been gone for 2 hours. You know what you do?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry. I left my pack in the jungle and I was coming back and I just... It was a while before I realized that I was just... I was really lost.
Will you figure out when the sky's gonna light up again?
I don't know.
Well, you at least got a plan?
I think we should take the Zodiac, head to a shipping lane.
No. Well, we can't just sail out on any course. For us to leave, I need to calculate a new bearing, and to do that, I need to determine where we are now, in time.
And what are the rest of us supposed to do?
I'm gonna go find us something to eat.
And how are you planning on doing that?
Don't worry about it.
I guess we'll get the water.
Dude, wake up! Come on, I can't do this on my own! I promise to pay you back. Wait right here.
Shih Tzus?
I like Shih Tzus.
It looks like you hurt them. Rough knife?
Yeah.
Your friend's pretty wasted.
Yeah.
I know you from somewhere, don't I?
No.
I think I do. Yeah, you definitely look familiar.
I just have one of those faces.
You're lying.
I don't believe in lying.
I remember. You're the guy who won the lottery. And you crashed in that plane.
No. Must look like him.
You're him. But hey, buy a ticket here. If you win, we get a commission. Your good luck.
Sorry. Fine, dude. Keep the change.
Look, baby.
can't believe it's you. No, hi. How are you? But you're in L.A.? Of course I can meet. Yeah, what? I know exactly where that is. I'll be there in half an hour.
Mommy, where are you going?
To see a friend.
Are you looking for your pills, Jack?
I flushed them down the toilet.
Thank you. I was just going to do that myself.
Yeah, I figured you were.
Going somewhere?
I'm checking out.
Where are we going?
You're going home. And find yourself a suitcase. If there's anything in this life you want, pack it in there. Because you're never coming back.
Good.
Good. I'll pick you up in 6 hours.
And where will you be going?
John's casket is outside in a carpet van. I need to move it somewhere safe.
Safe. He's dead, isn't he?
I'll see you in 6 hours, Jack.
Hey, Dad. How's it going?
The news?
Oh, I just got up. Well, you wanted it again?
Yeah, kind of. Is Mom here?
No, she's out shopping. I said I'm over here.
Oh, man, he's out.
Is he breathing?
Barely.
What happened? He got shot by a dart.
A dart? Were we in the zoo or something?
No, we're at the safe house.
Safe house?
So he took me there.
To protect me.
And then these two guys jumped down, they shot him with darts, and now he's in a coma or something.
Hugo, this doesn't make sense. And what are you doing out of the mental institution?
Saeed pulled me out. I'm in danger, we both are.
Danger from who?
I'm not sure exactly.
Hello? Mr. and Mrs. Reyes, LAPD. Can you open the gate, please?
Just what kind of trouble are you in?
Dad, please, just don't tell him I'm here.
All right, but then you're going to tell me the truth.
You killed three people?
No. Saeed did.
Oh, well, that's better. Come on, let's get him to the couch.
You saved me.
I think we should call a lawyer. Right now.
No. We can't go public. They're after us.
Who? Who is after you?
I don't know. Saeed knows. He can explain.
Saeed ain't explaining nothing. We need to get him to a hospital.
Did you not hear me?
People are trying to kill us.
We go to a hospital, they'll find us. Like the Godfather. It's the last place you go. Everyone knows it. They smother you with pillows and make it look like an accident. Saeed, please wake up!
That's not going to work. We need a doctor.
I think I know what to do.
Mommy, can I push the button?
Sure you can, sweetie. We're going all the way to the top, okay? So I want you to push the most serious one. You see it? You see it? Okay. You get it. Three, one.
Yeah, that's the one. You pressed it. You pressed the one.
Hello, Kate.
Have a nice day. I'll be right with you. Hello, Ben. That supporter house you're looking for, we're out.
No porterhouse. I do, however, have something very important in my van, Jill, and I need you to watch it for me.
Is it what I think it is?
It is.
He'll be safe with me.
Have Gabriel and Jeffrey checked in yet?
Yeah, everything's moving right on schedule. How's it going to Shepherd?
He's with us.
Really? What'd you do, bribe him with some pills?
Cut the man some slack. He's been through a lot, we all have.
Right. Of course. Sorry.
So keep him safe, Jill. Because if you don't, everything we're about to do won't matter at all.
Why did you do that?
Because you're supposed to fan the flame, Rose.
I thought you said you knew how to start a fire.
And I thought you said you didn't care.
I care about surviving.
I think you need to take a time out, Neil. You'll get it, Bernard, you will.
Yeah, all right.
Just try again.
Hey.
Hey, give me one second.
Got you something.
Oh, hey.
Found these in the jungle.
Look at that. Thank you.
There's only two, but I thought we could both do with a bite to eat.
Thank you very much. Very much. You all right?
I just can't seem to shake this bloody headache.
Well, I'm sure it'll pass.
It's not just that. The weirdest thing, earlier I was thinking about my mum, and all of a sudden I couldn't remember her maiden name. I mean, isn't that odd?
Don't worry about it. Listen, all of us have been under a lot of stress. Okay?
Daniel, do you know what's happening to me?
Dinner!
That's great. Wow, where'd you get that?
I found it.
What do you mean you found it? It died in the jungle. I found it. Don't worry, it's fine. It's only been dead 3 hours.
What?
Who's got a knife?
A knife? You need a knife? Oh, it's over by the Cuisinart next to the stove.
What's your problem?
My problem is we don't have a knife. We don't have anything. And it wouldn't even matter if we did, because Bernie the dentist can't even start a fire.
And ease up there, Frobert.
It's Neil, you inbred. And I'm not going to ease up, because I'm tired, and I'm hungry, and I'm screwed.
Calm down, Neil.
We're going to get through this.
How are any of us going to get through this? Did you hear what I just said? We can't even get fire!
Dude, the cops are on a stakeout?
We just escaped from a mental institution. There's dead bodies everywhere. Of course they're on a stakeout. They think you're crazy enough to come back home.
So are you? Crazy?
Do you think I am?
Well, either that or you're lying to me.
I'm not crazy. And I have a really good reason why I'm lying to you.
What is it?
Why there's a dead Pakistani on my couch?
He's not dead, Ma.
Well, he's not breathing.
He's not?
It's okay, Carmen. We have a plan.
A plan? What are you talking about?
He's breathing. Kind of. Dad, we gotta go now.
Oh, what's happening?
Mom, please.
No, Mom, please, me. Why are you all over the news? Do you know what they are telling about you?
Yeah, Mom, I know. Look, everything's gonna make sense, I promise.
It better.
So how long are you in L.A.?
Just a few days. I have some business to attend to, but I wanted to see you. Here it is. Her name's Jian. Here's a baby picture.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Thank you. She's with her grandmother in Seoul. I hope someday you get to meet her. It would be nice to see her and Aaron play together.
Yeah.
Kate, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you?
Somebody knows we're lying.
What?
Some lawyers came to see me.
Who?
Two men, they came to my house and they asked for a blood sample. Some kind of lawsuit. They wanted to test to see if Aaron's my son.
Who do these lawyers represent?
I don't know. They wouldn't tell me who their client is.
And they're not interested in exposing the lie.
How do you know?
Because if they were, they would just do it. They wouldn't come to you in private. They don't care that we're lying. They just want Aaron.
Who would do that?
I don't know. But you need to take care of them.
What do you mean, take care of them?
Wouldn't you do anything you had to in order to keep Aaron?
What kind of a person do you think I am?
The kind of person who makes hard decisions when she has to.
You get the baby on the chopper, I'll get in.
Like you did on the freighter. You told me to get on the helicopter, and you said you'd get Jin.
We gotta get out of here.
Son, I hope you don't think, but you did what you had to do. And if you hadn't, we probably all would have died instead of just my husband. I'm so sorry. I don't blame you. So, how's Jack?
Hugo said I could trust you. I wasn't so sure, but he swore I could, so... Can I?
Yes, of course.
All right.
What happened to him?
Hugo said he got hit with some dart. Must have been some drugs or something.
Where is Hurley right now?
At our house, freaking out.
Let me get my car, help me move him over. I'm happy to get him to the hospital.
No, Hugo said that whoever did this will come back after him.
All due respect, Mr. Hayes, but you brought him to me, so I'm going to do what I think is best for Saeed.
All right, fine, take him to the hospital. But with all due respect to you, Dr. Shepard, when this is over, you're going to do something for me.
What?
Stay away from Hugo. Whatever it is you talked him into, something tells me you don't have his best interests at heart. So stay away from my son.
Hello?
Ben.
You'll never guess who just showed up at my door.
Who?
Saeed.
Who is Saeed? I thought he was your friend.
He is my friend. Well, he's also got this double life where he does crazy ninja moves and spy stuff. But he's a good guy.
A good guy doesn't kill three men. A good guy doesn't kill any men.
Mom.
Don't mom me. You are in terrible trouble, Hugo. The news thinks you did this. And if the news does, everyone does. Why is this happening? How can anybody want to hurt you?
I don't know.
Tell your mother the truth.
We lied, Ma.
What do you mean you lied?
All of us. You're Shirley Six. We lied about what happened after the crash.
And what did happen?
Okay. See, we did crash. It was on this crazy island. And we waited for rescue, and there wasn't a rescue. And then there was a smoke monster. And then there were other people on the island. We called them the others. And they started attacking us. And we found some hatches, and there was a button you had to push every 180 minutes, or... Well, I was never really clear on that. But the others didn't have anything to do with the hatches. That was the Dharma Initiative. They were all dead. The others killed them. And now they're trying to kill us. And then we teamed up with the others because some worse people were coming on a freighter. Desmond's girlfriend's father sent them to kill us. So we stole their helicopter and we flew it to their freighter, but it blew up. And we couldn't go back to the island because it disappeared. So then we crashed into the ocean and we floated there for a while until a boat came and picked us up. And by then there were six of us. That part was true. But the rest of the people who were on the plane, they're still on that island.
I believe you. I don't understand you, but I believe you.
A lot of people died, Ma. And now this bad stuff is happening because... Well... We shouldn't have lied.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just stepped on something jammed. Son of a bitch. We should keep moving. We gotta hook up with everybody at the creek.
It's a long creek, James. Which part?
I don't know. The wet part. Sorry if my plan's not up to other shit.
Crawl out there and ask him.
You don't have to be a wise ass. I'm just trying to... What are you doing on our island?
Father writes at me.
Ali's father.
See, you've been attacked.
Where's Ali?
At his parents' house.
Who's with him?
I don't know. His mother, maybe?
Does anyone else know he's there?
Hello, Hugo.
Ah! Get away from me. Get away.
Hugo, I know you're in trouble. And I can assure you I've taken care of everything. I have a car waiting for us out back. The police didn't see me come in. I can get you out of here.
No way, dude. Saeed warned me about you.
I'm taking you to Saeed. He's with Jack. That's why I'm here, Hugo. Jack called me. How else would I know that they're together?
No. You're playing one of your mind games. They never trust you.
In their defense, I'm not an easy person to trust. But they came around when they realized that we all want the same thing.
What's that?
To go back to the island. Come with us, Hugo. And this will be over. You can stop hiding. You can stop worrying about the stories and the deceptions. If you come with me, you won't ever have to lie again. Please. Let me help you.
Dude.
Hey! Hey, you got me! That's right, you got me! That's right!
Stop,
I'm the
police.
Killer!
Fix your
I'm
back
the killer!
Slowly drop down to your knees!
I'm a murderer. I killed 4 people. 3 people. Oh, everybody is dead. I killed them. I killed them. I killed them all. Just get me away from here.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in court of law. You have the right to speak to an attorney and to
just
have
a lawyer
present during any questions.
I'm going to make this quite simple for you. You're going to tell me what you're doing, how many of you there are, and how you got here.
Let her go.
Unless you're answering my questions, don't speak. I want you to tell me everything or I'll cut off her other hand.
What?
Other?
The first one isn't negotiable. It's just to illustrate how serious I am.
No.
Hold on. Hold on. Chill out. We're not supposed to be here. Something's happening to the island. There are these flashes.
Do it.
No.
Wait a second. I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Do it.
No.
Any luck?
Yes.
Really?
Really? What about you?
I'm having some difficulty.
Oh, you better get busy, because you only have 70 hours.
What? No, that's not enough time. I need at least...
What you need is irrelevant. 70 hours is what you've got.
Look, I lost Reyes tonight. So what happens if I can't get them all to come back?
Then God help us all.